And finally, a shout out to Big Fatty at Big Fatty Online for no other reason than I haven't pimped out his show and been on his broadcast for the longest time. And Rabbit Rabbit, it is December 1st as I record this, so pinch and a punch. Love you, Big Fatty. So I guess that's it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Pinching a punch to Big Fatty.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3301 of the BFO for Thursday, the 1st of October, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're on the downhill of the sensei. I'm going to tell you about my day and maybe some voice letters.
Yes, we're ready.
Hello, harvesters. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're harvesters today because, y'all, not only is it the 1st of October, y'all, but it's a full moon. And it is the harvest moon. And, y'all, since the full moon falls on the 1st, on the 31st, we'll have a blue moon. Big Fatty! So, and that'll be Halloween-y. And y'all, it's and y'all, then the next night, y'all, we go to standard time. Big Fatty, I can't wait for this month to be over too.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, I'm sitting here looking at the mocking calendar, and by the number of celebrations of exiting the birth canal this month, y'all, there's a lot of fucking that goes on in January. Big Fatty! But y'all, today, we start the month off on the full moon with the celebration of exiting the birth canal of a very impotent person. Y'all, he used to do a little show. It was called Teaching Thomas, and I believe that's what it was called. And y'all, for many years, he was on Gavin's A Little Show. And y'all, he's out there in the he's out there in the Oregon, maybe in the Portland even. Y'all, he's been on a journey of weight loss and going to the gymnatorium and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, is looking damn good. Mighty fine, if I might say. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Teaching Thomas. Big Fatty, we love Teaching Thomas. And y'all, I don't know if that's what his Twitty name is, but I do know he is on the Twitty. And he's probably on the FaceSpace also. So y'all, if you see Teaching Thomas on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, since he is watching his caloric intake, perhaps instead of having a big old piece of cake, maybe he can have a big old protein shake. Yes, Big Fatty! So y'all, our census today comes to us from the number one fan of the BFO from 2011. Y'all, that's that Joe in Dallas. Y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. How long has he been listening? He says he doesn't see how that's any of my business. Big Fatty. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. He says he would not change a thing about the little show. He's called the voice letter number. He's been to a Las Vegas event or New Orleans event, and he has never used a special chair. Big Fatty, I find that hard to believe. And the last time he sharted himself, he says he had the flu and had been trying to take trying to break a fever. His stomach rumbled all day and night, and I thought I had expelled all I could expel so that I thought I could go to sleep. Big Fatty, you're going to have to finish it later. Yes, finish it later.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Love it indeed. Let me finish Joe and Dallas's short story. So he's getting over the flu. He said, mid-slumber, I had a moment where I relaxed more than I thought I had when I thought, oh, I had gas when I realized too late that I had released the floodgate. Release the floodgates, as it were. I levitated from the bed to race to the bathroom and finish what I started, but realized that the beauty of my polyester is that it's almost waterproof and had captured the part of the expulsion. Mortified that I ruined my underpants, they were promptly discarded. So the moral of the story is never trust a fart. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all never trust a fart. Yes, Big Fatty, especially not on a full moon. After I talked to you for yesterday's little show, y'all, I finished nipple walking. I think I may have done that before I recorded. Anyway, I got my 10,000 steps in, and then I watched, what did I watch on the TV machine? I watched the Love Island. And y'all, then I turned on the debates. And y'all, it's just, this is why I don't talk about politics on the little show. It's just, anyway. And then I stayed up and I watched that Stephen Colbert, because he was live. And y'all, then I tried to go to sleep. And y'all, the cold front, Tuesday afternoon, a cold front moved through and it brought us some stormy rains. And y'all, the temperature dropped back into the 50s overnight on Tuesday night. So y'all, I opened the windows in the chamber, and y'all, but I tossed and turned, and y'all, it just, at some point you just give up trying to go to sleep. And once I gave up trying, I eventually went to sleep. I don't know what time it was, but it was late. It was late. And y'all got up on Wednesday morning, about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and had my coffee and read the paper. Got my Sudoku done just fine. And y'all, when I went outside on hump day morning, y'all, I just stood there on the porch and I went, because y'all, it just felt fabulous, just fabulous. And so y'all, I went, got my share, and y'all, then I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went, as always, to the famous toastery. Y'all, I had the grilled chicken Caesar salad, and y'all, it was quite good, quite good. And y'all, then after that, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as the new on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had the Sargento cheeses, sliced cheeses on sale. $2 for $6. And y'all, then I had a coupon also if you bought two. So I got some Swiss and some Havarti. And y'all, they also had the shredded cheeses. So I got some extra sharp and some of the reserve cheddar. So y'all, I'm building up my stockpile for cheese cookeries. Y'all, they had the good bag solids on sale. So y'all, I got, they were 3 for $10. So I got two Italian and one American. Got me an onion. Y'all, I did pick up some of those radish Cowens while I was there. And y'all, I got some more of those, what are they called? They're, the burnt pretzels, the dark pretzels. Y'all, they're delicious. Y'all, they had the, Blue Diamond almonds on sale. Y'all, I got a new flavor, wasabi soy sauce. So, those should, burn the hair out of my nose. Y'all, I picked up a box of Rice Krispies because they were on sale. Need those for the cheese cookies also. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, I had a coupon for a bottle of the Olive Garden solid dressing, so I got that. Y'all, they had the good Green Giant antioxidant vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, it's been forever since the frozen vegetables have been buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I got four boxes of those. Only had to pay for two of them, though. They had the cream chip beef on sale, 4 for $10. So I got four of those, you know, replenishing the stockpile. Y'all, they had the good pepper jack cheese that I mix into the taco meat. It was on sale, so I got a bar of that. Y'all, they had the progressive Northeast clam chowder on sale. So I got a couple of cans of that. Because y'all, you know, we're moving into soup weather. Yes, spaghetti. Y'all, they have the M&M Doc chocolate peanut candies. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Got a couple of things of the Brussels sprouts. Got some red seedless grapes. Y'all, they had the Polk Country ribs, boneless ribs on sale. Got some of those. And y'all, I got some fabric softener sheets and another wedge of blue cheese. Y'all, I spent $82.02, but I saved $39.65. And Big Freddy, you ran out of music, but you did refill the freezer. Once I got home and put away all of my provisions, y'all, I immediately went out on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was the high temperature in Charleston was 75 degrees on hump day. And y'all, it was just lovely outside. And there was a breeze blowing and the humidity is lower. And y'all, so I went up around the big circle and came back and since I'd already gotten about 2,000 steps in the Vons East, y'all, by the time I'd done all that, I've already gotten my 10,000 steps. Yes, me pity. And anyway, I finished that up, came back, and sitting on the veranda for just a few minutes. And now, y'all, I've recorded the little show. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, me pity.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, I'm just calling with today's report. 3268 through 3278. Getting very close. Hopefully, if I have a productive, and by productive, I mean productive as to listening to the little show, and not productive as far as what I'm getting paid to do, I should catch up finally. Finally. And I realized I'm like, the end is so close in sight, and I don't know why I'm listening to so much of the show, because usually when you're pushing through, there's light at the end of the tunnel. All it is just to catch up, and then I've got to listen every day again until the end of time, because that's how long the show will go on. Yeah, but at least I can say that I finally caught up. I forget what the number is, 120-something shows that I needed to catch up on, and I started August 18th, which has definitely taken a lot longer than I thought it would. I thought I'd be able to get a little further along, but my average is about 8 or 9 episodes a day, so it's going, I guess. It's about 2 weeks. So yeah, hopefully by Monday, the 14th, I'll be all caught up. If not Monday, definitely by Tuesday, the 15th, I'll be all caught up to the show. Right, but the whole reason I called, things that happened in 3268 through 3278. Nothing. Love you.
Y'all, that, of course, is Dan, my Northeast straight daddy. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, those shows got him up to the end of August. And here we are at the beginning of October. So, y'all, once he catches up, we'll never hear from him again. But, y'all, I have to tell, a funny little story. Y'all, and it has something to do with Dan. y'all, sent my guy that takes care of the yard here at the villa. I sent him a testimonium back at the end of August and said, you know, when it gets cool, you know, if you can work me in, you know, I could use a little titivation. Y'all, have you ever used some titivation? Y'all, in fact, this time of year with all the leaves falling, you probably should titivate your yards. But y'all, I sent him the testimonium and the spell corrector, the autofill thing. I put in there, hey, if you can make it by this week or the what I thought was going to say the start of next week, I'd appreciate it. And y'all, instead of the word next, it says if you can make it by this week or the start of Northeast Straight Daddy. And y'all, I sent it before I saw it. So y'all, I'm just. Poor Big Craddy. Y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. But now my yard man knows I have a Northeast straight Jenny! And he'll probably be jealous. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely full moon. Y'all, one last thing I meant to tell you. Y'all, I had made a principal-only payment online for the villa, because, you know, I'm trying to pay down the principal on the villa a little bit faster, and y'all, they screwed it up, and they just applied it as a regular payment, and so I had to call and check on that and all this kind of stuff, but I finally got that all figured out, and everything is hunky-dory, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's about $1,100 difference. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Steve the Tata from over there at the airplane show. And Steve the Tata, what do you think about on the first?
Pinching a punch to Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, you know he doesn't mean you. He means young Nicholas.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.